Steve, how you doing? Welcome to the show.
I'm doing very well. Thanks for having me on, Jake.
What is your favorite sandwich?
Oh, I'm a peanut butter guy through and through. Pretty simple. PB&J.
Nice. All right. Well, Steve, I was talking earlier. You know, I look at the other rosters in the Western League right now, and you know, you got Medicine Hat, you got teams like Regina and Moose Jaw. Like those teams are they're leading the league. I think they got like three or four top scorers all in the top 12. And you know, you're a team that isn't blessed with a ton of natural skill yet. There you are in a playoff position at the midway point of the season, Steve. Fantastic coaching job. What's been the key to your success this year? How have you had to coach this group maybe differently than previous ones?
Well, I really think at the start of the year, we knew we were going to need to invest in our foundation and the kind of team we wanted to be, and then we were going to be patient. And through the ups and downs of that, we were going to, you know, we were prepared to see it through on nights where it was a little rough, but we were investing in our guys and making sure that they got opportunity to play, and we went with the young roster this year. And I just think as we've progressed here, there's certainly a next level of confidence that they've shown. And I would say the hockey IQ of our team this year is just terrific. And they've really picked up on the kind of team we want to be.
Your captain, Aaron Irving, playing like a player who feels like he has a lot to prove after not signing a contract with Nashville and you being the benefactor of it. Like he's dominating in every facet of the game for you.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, that he's always been a highly, highly motivated kid. And I talked to him in the off season, and there was still some uncertainty regarding his situation. And, you know, but I did discuss the idea that if he did come back, you know, he would be our captain. He would be the guy, and he was up for the task. And, so I would argue that there maybe hasn't been a more viable player to the team.
I'll try to reconnect with Steve there. He was saying that maybe not a more valuable guy to his team. And you look at Aaron Irving, and you look at his point totals on the team that is starving for offense. And you know what? There's probably some validity to that, because you look at the top teams like Regina's got Brooks and Steele, and you know, Moose Jaw's got Hoggle Walks and Papagaev and Gregor. They're all in the top 10. Moose Jaw's got three guys up there as well. And, you know, those teams are all playing exceptionally well. Prince George has a boatload of talent across the board. And you know, in Edmonton, they really don't. And Irving, like, it's rare for a defenseman in any league nowadays to be up there near the top or leading your team in scoring. And he's doing that. Steve, did you talk to him at all about being more offensive? Because, like, his offensive numbers this year are, like, a massive jump.
Well, yeah, I mean, we definitely talked about, you know, him continuing to round out his game. I think probably opportunity more than anything else is created a real chance for him to be the go-to guy on the power play, 5-on-5, et cetera.
It's funny how opportunity, because people will look and say, okay, you had this Aaron Irving guy, and he's producing like this. Was he capable of being this offensive guy before, Steve, or is it just a confidence thing, stronger, more motivated? Like, it's not always as easy as saying, well, geez, if I would have given him the opportunity 2 years ago, he wouldn't have been putting up these type of numbers.
Yeah, I think it's opportunity, it's confidence, it's also just a belief. I think his offensive game has developed. There's no question. I don't think he necessarily had maybe the same patience. I would say the skill set's obviously there, but the patience, the ability to make plays under pressure that he's making this year is noticeably different. And I think that that's part of learning and growing.
Another player who has had a huge breakout year for you offensively is Davis Kosh, who leads your team with 37 points in 35 games. You know, his last two seasons, this guy was a 23 and a 25 point player, and right now he's looking like somebody who's going to be over 70 points.
Well, Davis is a guy that, I mean, we knew needed to take a step, and that's that was from a very selfish standpoint. As a team, we definitely needed Davis to become an offensive threat, and he's always had great vision, great patience with the puck, maybe not the size and strength at when he was a little bit younger that he's developed now. And so part of that is, he's grown into his frame. He's able to withstand a little bit more punishment that he wasn't necessarily able to do when he was, 16 and 17. But he's got an offensive mind and a real natural chemistry with Lane and Trey.
Steve Hamilton, head coach of the Edmonton Oil Kings, joins us. Steve, you've seen a lot of the teams in the league. Regina or Prince George right now, who do you think's a better team?
Haven't seen Prince George yet. We see him just a comfortable four times after Christmas. So we've had a couple of goes with Regina, and that's a good team. That's a very, very deep team. Certainly all their pieces are in place. I would consider them certainly amongst the favorites. Moose Jaw, like you alluded to, we've played them three times and feel like that's a team that's kind of building and working towards, having some pretty good opportunity in the postseason. But Prince George, from what I hear, I would put Everett probably in that same category. And that's a team that obviously has world-class, world junior caliber goaltending and a very, very tight defensive system.
We saw last year, once you get in the playoffs, anything can happen. And Brandon was the top team and everybody. You guys, you won the first two games. And then I think just, Proveroff and their depth overcame it. Having been on that side where you've had the dominant team, Steve, and now being one that's kind of rebuilding, as a coach, how does the approach change for you and kind of what you expect from your team on a night-by-night basis?
Yeah, that's a really good question. And I think you always want to be have high expectations for your group. I think night in, night out, you want to be winning. I mean, everybody plays the game for that reason. And I think, in all honesty, early in the year, for a lot of our players, it was understanding that this is not more than they could handle and that we weren't going to be overmatched night after night. And at one point in the season, I think we headed out on a road trip out east. I think we were 5-9. And, to be able to get a little bit of traction from that point, go on that tough U.S. trip and come out of it really having taken some positive steps forward, I think that was good for us. And, as a coach, you want to continue to let your guys grow and find their way. And, patience is something that we've talked about a lot as a staff, and I think it's been well received by the players.
Well, Steve, continued success. Have a very Merry Christmas to you and yours, and we will be looking forward to seeing you guys return after the holiday break.
Well, thanks so much for having me on, Jason. Have a great Christmas. And I just want to say what a tremendous job you guys do with the month of giving, and I just think it's fantastic, and it's good to hear every day how much people are... donate and be part of our community. I just think it's fantastic. So good on you.